Bulls are in the 50s in the first half. I mean, you talk about two teams getting up and down and two teams that can shoot the basketball. Woo!
Yeah, that's Westfall, Paul Westfall basketball right there. Hey, speaking of quarterbacks, though, has-beens, retreads.
Quarterback.
Quarterback.
By the way, I don't take it too kindly that this clown guy that you put on your format, what you're trying to do here, that he's wanting to use my voice to do some Mavericks songs. What a thrill. Oh, what a thrill.
But anyways, so.
I'll tell you this, Jimmy.
Yes.
It's interesting you bring that up. And Jimmy, it's good to talk with you. I've admired your show for a long time. Dr. Sean Sinclair, DDS in beautiful Maryville, quoted from your fake Twitter account the other day. You've got to appreciate that.
That is, you've arrived when Cinco is definitely quoting from your second, or, well, let's just be on the record here, your fake Twitter account. That is so next level. And when he's defending, like, and the national pundits are like,
that's not me. That's not true.
Fake Jimmy account was so great yesterday when a guy joined that Gridiron Now website where Huguenin runs. Randy Rosetta, one of Jimmy's LSU buddies down there, and it was just cool. I mean, we all like somebody. I like Temple. He likes LSU. Anyway.
I like the schlubs.
So we all like somebody. So Randy Rosetta tweeted, I'm really happy you're joining the Gridiron Now. Fake Jimmy Hyams on Twitter, a.k.a. Jimbo Hyams, said, Randy, great to have you as part of our team. We're going to the top. And Randy said, thank you.
God.
It's so great. I mean, that kind of thing right there. And when Sean Sinclair goes, yesterday on the show, he goes, how did he put it? He said, Jimmy Hyams is reporting on Twitter that Rick Barnes is Pittsburgh has reached out to Rick Barnes. So great. Poor Jimmy. He's got people thinking that's him tweeting stuff.
That's not true. That's not true. Speaking of...
Can you imagine as tight and as serious as Jimmy is? You couldn't get a BB up Jimmy's rear end.
No.
Could you imagine how much that bothers him that there's a fake Jimmy Hyams out there with his picture tweeting?
Oh, it's so classic. Oh, my goodness. Hey, what do you think? You think there's any legs to Drew Rosenhaus, the power super agent of Johnny Manziel, claiming teams are interested in calling?
Sure.
Jerry's calling, right?
I'm sure everybody's interested in him. Let's see who. The Patriots are interested.
Yeah.
Cowboys have already signed him. All the teams around the country and around the NFL that need a quarterback. Who in the world would touch him? I don't think the guy, unless he changes, will be alive in a year.
No, I don't think so either, unfortunately.
Let alone playing productive football. I mean, Johnny Manziel's going to have to decide if he wants to live or die, which is a decision a lot of people that get into his spot have to make.
Yeah, sometimes they have to hit rock bottom, and my goodness, man, you just don't want to see this guy fall any further. I've always said, you know, the guy would analysts and pundits would still take shots at him like they do Tebow. And Tebow, I think, does a good job at what he's doing now, breaking down games. He's much better than Slime Bomb and those other guys, the clown from LSU. But I'll tell you what, I think the guy could make bank. If Rosenhaus has got any business acumen, I think the guy, certainly he wants to get him another contract, get some guaranteed money there up front. But I think the guy could kill it with like a reality show. If you included him and put him in like a reality show of some type, just something crazy. I mean, you know, like But, I mean, you're right. He needs to completely get away from the nightlife, the bar scene. I don't see it happening, though, unfortunately.
You know, that's a great idea. Like, and you ought to call that show just Johnny Football, and you could profit on him from now till when he dies. You show him going out at night and all the women he's running around with and the whole deal.
Yep. Steve, let me ask you real quick. Down here at the Log Cabin Jewelry Store, do you ever think about, and I know, Steve, you must have an anniversary coming up. I gotta wonder, Steve, have you ever thought about Martini Diamond Stud earrings? Because we've got them down here at the Log Cabin Jewelry Store.
Favorite moment with that guy was when Bino brought me in there one time on a sales call. And it's one of the few businesses Bino didn't shut down. Bino says, he looks at me and Bino on the way out and says, well, guys, I'll do something with you. And he looks at Bino and he says, no, you can only run these commercials at the appointed time. He goes, because people have wanted to run them on their station before without my approval because they sound so good. And we just kind of looked at each other, and I looked at Bino, and Bino looked at me, and I looked at Bino, and Bino looked at me, and I thought to myself, this guy is a flat-out fruitcake.
Yeah. Can you imagine that guy calling and...
I need 30 more seconds in this hour. Why don't you just let me call in the show and take it over?
That would be like Maul Paxwell back in the day. Well, I mean...
Where is Maul these days?
I know he was coaching some West Bearden Basketball League this year. The kids, from what I understand, young kids, from what, everything I understand and I was told was
you're
that...
You're going to take a cheap shot. Here we go.
Well, I was told that travel teams, and again, these kids were, the young... 7-8 year old age group and already being recruited by some travel teams. High schoolers, I was told middle school guys lining up like Ben Zorio was already, checking to see where they were zoned for middle school. So, I've got...
What is he doing? Is he still on Joshua Wells' show some?
What up, dude? I have no idea. I haven't heard him. I think he comes out like for the football season and, rolls out his whatever his 12-pack picks that are guaranteed to go no worse than 9-2-1.
Does he still have a the cartridge company or the ink thing?
I think so. Ooh, horrible pass. I don't know. I haven't talked to Maul in a while. Oklahoma is starting to stretch it here a little
bit. Yeah, this is right here for A&M. What would Macho Man Savage say? They're getting ready to get into what here, Clowny? The danger
zone. Yeah. This is going to be lights out, man. Yeah.
In the danger zone.
Yeah, danger zone.
Man, I tell you what, maybe the ugliest backcourt in all of college basketball. Buddy Hield, though, you got to love that guy. They ask him, I hear Musburger, after one of the games in the Big 12 tournament, asking, Musburger's just glowing. He's like, it's great being with Buddy Hield. No doubt the player of the year, and Musburger, probably dropped a few dimes on the game. He was so excited, Steve. But he asked Buddy Hield, what would you do if you could cut down the nets? How would you celebrate, with a pro career looming? And he was like, my mom's birthday and that buck teeth of his. And he's like, my mom's birthday's the next day. I'd probably take her to the Waffle House, her favorite place to eat. And I'm like, that is so next level. Buddy freaking healed.
Clowny, I want to encourage you to turn on some of this ball game with the rail splitters from Lincoln Memorial University. Have you ever been up to that school?
LMU. I had without bragging a little bit, I was offered a tryout to go up to Harrogate and play a little ball. That was soccer, different sport, but I was a young whippersnapper that wanted to run the roads and, I could have had you, playing FIFA, been on the cover of, FIFA, PlayStation clone. So yeah, I'm very familiar with it, but from a basketball standpoint, I've been in their gym once. Beautiful campus.
It's 54-53 at halftime. They are trying, they've already gone as far as any team in school history. It'd be great to see them win tonight and get to the national final in Division II. It's good basketball.
Yes, it would. Hey, Steve, I know you, speak highly of, Keith Hatefield, and he was, I believe he called into the Basilio show there the other day. What is his take? Was this a legitimate, it wasn't a big time need for, Rick Barnes, but the kid from Carter who is now playing over in the Carolina, Arch Madness, is a big, you know, obviously coached him in middle school, knows the kid, the family, great kid, great family, says he'll be a really good addition. I would have rather seen it going, towards a big man, but hey, you know what? If you can get shooters, I'm kind of like Arch though. I think we've been too enamored with the athletes, the tweeners, the Cam Tatums. I want guys, like you said, the guy you interviewed today talked about jump shooters. Give me, I don't care if they can play. I know they can be a weakness on the defensive end. Give me one that can just, a kid that can set out there and pop shots and can at least, create some mismatches inside because of that threat on the perimeter. What was Hatefield's take on the kid? As, A&M can't find it right
now.
He's
a guy that can score from all three levels. He's a guy that can help them. He's a guy that's going to be able to do a lot of things for them. He's somebody that is a real nice pickup. And when you look at his list of potential suitors, mm-hmm. just kind of tells you everything you need to know about him. Cincinnati, Utah, Marquette, Providence. These schools have lately had NCAA success. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand what you're saying regarding needing big men. There aren't any big men, man. Basketball is a different deal than it was even 10 years ago. So it's a wing game now. It's a guard game now. Very few teams. I mean, Kansas is one of them. Even look at Oklahoma. Who's their big man? It's just a different animal. And by the way, Buddy Hield is completely worth the price of admission. I love him.
I do too.
Now,
airballed a three and missed a dunk and a layup tonight. That's unhealed-like.
He's missed a foul shot and he's 90% on the year. He's an awesome player though. And I'll tell you something about Buddy Hield. When Buddy Hield, if he ever gets arrested, they won't take fingerprints. They'll have him bite something.
Oh, my goodness.
Him and his mother, have you seen her teeth? I'd like to see those two in, like, an apple-eating contest through a picket fence.
Oh, man. Oh, unbelievable, Andy Mack. So you've seen the basketball. You've seen the tournament, your bracket. Obviously, you're leading your bracket still. What, if you could, with the teams remaining to this point, and don't be a sheep and say you're jumping on the Jay Wright train with a 43-37 lead at half. I told people watch out for them. Even though I picked Miami in my bracket originally, I kind of like Nova coming in tonight. Didn't expect it to be this high of scoring, but, who's the team right now? If you had to just, you think they're going to cut it down, cut the nets down, who are you picking?
North Carolina.
Yeah, they're pretty athletic, man.
They got it all, man.
They do, and if, you know, talking to, like you were saying, the great Bill Hogan talking about them today, he says, you know, I picked Indiana to beat them on my bracket, but he says, they're awfully strong. He says, if Indiana does not rebound, if they give them second chance points, and that's where they kill them, they get rebounds and they're off and running. Their bigs run like guards. Roy Boy's got them, got him going. I don't know, but he usually has to have overwhelming, like convincing, convincingly, have way more talent to beat upper echelon coaches. So we'll see. Buddy Hill just throwing it away tonight. Kind of playing out of control tonight. They're taking away his outside shot, and I think he's trying to show people he can take them off the dribble. But I love him.
Corso guy's a nice player, man.
Yes, he is.
Not afraid.
Not afraid. Are we dancing next year? Honest opinion, what you've seen, what we lose.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it depends on who develops or can any of those guards play. I mean, there's too many unforeseens. I'd like to be watchable and decent and like see Rick Barnes give us a good, honest effort next year. I think that'd be really, really nice rather than what we had this year.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, he's already got out in front on this camp. I mean, at least he's...
Well, he's having a camp. I mean, he made a video. Fans are really thrilled about that. People were tweeting me that video. They were, like, so excited that a guy making $2.5 million spent 5 minutes on a video. I'm going, okay. Okay. All right. We impress easily around here.
How long?
A sheep, I might be, but I, a sheep, I am not. I'm not that big a sheep.
And you know what?
Good gosh.
I know the NCAA, they're not through with Donnie T, which is just sad, but backdoor cut, Billy Hield, beautiful rant, execution right there. Billy Hield, Buddy Hield, Billy, whatever his name is. Check that. That's my Bob moment for the night. Let's say nothing worse comes down, nothing more comes down with Power T, Donnie T. What?
I talked to Donnie today, man. He has no idea what's going to happen or when it's going to happen. They thought they would have heard something by now.
Let's assume nothing else does come down. With that on your resume, the way NCAA, the way they have their agendas, what are we looking if he wanted to get back into coaching? I'm assuming he does. Would we 3 years, 5 years? What do you think? Before somebody would give him a shot?
No, he'd have to join somebody's staff. People I talk to around that sport think he's a great coach. He's just too good of a coach.
Yeah.
What he needs to do next time is just be a smarter cheater. Just be a better cheater. Mm-hmm. But what it comes down to with the NCAA is, if you read that book Indentured, you'll learn, they just pick on certain people. It's just what they do. The NCAA is a cartel full of bullies.
Sure, yeah. God, that's so...
Who they are.
Steve, before I get you out of here, I have a request. Obviously, your Phillies are in reboot, rebuild mode. It's obviously going to take some time. You've got J.P. Crawford, who I think is going to be a fantastic middle infielder, made a nice trade. You pick up a really nice outfield prospect, but you've got probably a good 2 years of drafting, getting rid of some horrendous contracts. In the meantime,
I think it's really sad that you'd make fun of Georgie C in his hour of need. Not even going to entertain that.
Wait a minute.
I'm not joking. Man's sick.
I did not know that. I apologize to Dirty George. Okay, so, and seriously, I thought all was well with Dirty George.
Are you going to watch the Lady Vols tomorrow night or Indiana, North Carolina? You know what I'd be curious to see is what kind of number that draws in Knoxville versus that North Carolina-Indiana game. And by the way, have you noticed tonight at that game in Louisville, there's about 3,000 people there?
That doesn't shock me.
I thought they had basketball fans there.
And I saw a tweet earlier that, and it was by CBS, I guess, or whoever's putting on. 47% ratings increase for the women's tournament? Are you buying that?
No.
I don't either. I think they know it's struggling. I think that's I don't know. I'm not buying
it either. Both these tourneys are off. Both of them are off. Oklahoma is 6-2 below A&M out your building.
Yeah, it's
but you better kill them. You better get them down 30.
Bo shot on the Twitter at Bo underscore shot. I'm Kesslin it tonight. Wants to know, reckon if Steve from Motown is going to be at the Neyland Award Ceremony to see the old ball coach. Tony. Are you on 7-second delay? Are you reading me? Did you copy that?
That's pretty good. Hang on a second. I'm going to do that again and put you on speaker. Do it for Laura. Go ahead.
Tony. Are you on 7-second delay? Do you copy? Did you read that?
She just shook her head at you. I think she thinks you're a simpleton.
I know I'm a simpleton. I am going to log off of Twitter for several days. Oh, send it in, Jerome! 40-22!
Southeastern Conference plays some a high level of basketball. Just not enough tonight. They're going to just fall short, I think, in this one.
Goodness. I mean, that's like the first bucket, yeah, in like the last 7-8 minutes. Woo! A&M just getting there. You know what? Maybe this is their recipe. Fall behind? I don't see it with Oklahoma, though. Oklahoma.
By the way, Cloney, I don't want to appear arrogant, but I just got a text from a friend of mine in the industry, and he said I should consider it a compliment that the Sports Animal is advertising as heavily as they are right now in March Madness, 1 week away from my move over to 1180. They are officially scared over there at what we're about to do.
Hey, what up, dude?
I'm feeling that. I think that's true.
I think it is. I think it is.
I think
certainly.
That's true. We got some really huge things planned. I hope a quarter of it comes to fruition. If a quarter of it comes to fruition, it's going to be a really exciting time for all of us here, serving the living listener.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it'd be next level. How about, I could dig him a Saturday morning, Calhoun conversation. I mean, you know what I mean?
Tony, you still with us? I don't need to be on speakerphone. Laura knows what I sound like.
All right, Cloney. Well, it was fun today going on that appointment with you.
Hey, it was, my man. It was.
Really, it was fruitful. Hey, I love you, brother. You're my man.
Sir.
Bye.
All right, the great Steve from Motown chiming in. As try to get a little baseball. As the Mavericks,
a clone. I like the tonight the bottle let me down, brother.
Oklahoma. Buddy Hield just just absolutely put a dagger. They're winning every 50-50 ball, right?
Look at this. I mean, they are absolutely, they're getting every little loose ball right there. Throw it up as the buzzer. I mean, this game is getting out of control.
Yeah. Tonight the bottle let me down.
nobody will let me down. Shout out to Bo Shot on the Twitter. He's always following our music and our soundbite and everything. So, you know, if he wants to put in a request, we'll be glad to honor it.
I don't sound anything like him. I will log off Twitter. Don't test me.
Lon Kruger, the second, one of two coaches again that has taken five teams. I'm going to quiz my boy here and see if he knows who the second coach is. Lon Kruger has taken five different schools to the NCAA tournament. He took Florida to a Final Four, but that was, God, I don't know, somebody call in and tell me, or on the Twitter, but that's been many years ago. I will give you a hint. The second coach did put a team in the tournament this year. He did coach at Kentucky. He did coach at Georgia. That's the only hint I'm going to give you right there. A little bit before my boy's time. But Tubby Smith, five schools. Better believe it. You don't mess with Tubby.
Each night I need my Lenny's magazine. I get a Heather practice report. I think she says literally every other sentence. Almost like Flat Bill Ames would say, and I did and I did J Bay. Tonight the motto let me down. But I got my Lindy's magazine.
How about the Steve from Motown laugh? That was so next level. Good to see my boy Briny Boy on the Twitter still. March Sadness.
A clone. I thought Steve from Motown, aka the lovable loser from Philadelphia.
Yeah, I thought it was a kind of a cheap shot, kind of a Bozolio type cheap shot to come in here and take a shot at my Titans there. Who in the hell really thinks the Browns are gonna be better than the Titans? Miss Titans group. John Robinson's got this team turned around, got the corner here. I expect them free agency next year is going to be even better. I expect them to be big things in the draft this year. So Lambert can put that in his pipe and smoke it. You're not going to find a better instrumental band than this Mavericks. I mean, this group can absolutely ring it. .205-402 if you want to jump in. I haven't seen a score update. I need to get the other game here. As we'll get that to you here. I'm sure you're probably watching it and listening.
Hey, Ball to the Bone requesting a Lambrito call. I don't think Bo Clonio is taking a fifth round. We're not breaking down fifth round draft picks.
Brider.
Nova Canes update. Nova 56-44. Nova gonna advance. This is a Nova team. They shoot free throws well as well. So, I don't know. You might want to rethink that if you think, the Canes are gonna win, cause, it looks like that game might be approaching OVA status as our boy, again, if you're a late night, I know you, Dookie fans will definitely.
The answer is really quite simple. If there's a way for me to work Pete Gillen into the show, I am going to do it. I mean, after all, certainly Duke is Duke. They're on TV more than Leave It to Beaver reruns.
Certainly Duke is Duke. They're on TV more than Leave It to Beaver reruns.
I mean, what's better than that? One of the greatest lines ever.
Rack it.
Duke is Duke. They're on TV more than Leave It to Beaver reruns.
Certainly Duke is Duke. They're on TV more than Leave It to Beaver reruns.
I mean, what's funnier than that?
Spread the word and get the app at TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.
Royal Moving and Storage. Royalty for moving and storage. Residential and commercial moves. It's all covered. Available 24/7 with a 1-hour notice. Royal Moving and Storage is locally owned, and we also do packing and internal moves too. Royal Moving and Storage does deliveries. Give my man Shane Grimes a call at 705-6928. That's 705-6928. 705-6928. Ready to move? Head to the Crown. The Kings of Moving and Storage. Royal Moving and Storage.
With the fall upon us and football season here, finally, you can take all those honeydew items off your list. Check them off your list. Call my good friend Gene over at Knox Home Improvement at 386-9551.
Gentlemen.
Gene is the man with home improvement.
He is the quarterback in the Knoxville home improvement area.
Mike Weird, what's his business called?
Knox Home Improvement. 386-9551.
Whether it's interior, exterior, he can take great care of you.
TR, you tell me.
Hey, yeah, man, this guy's next level, brighter. Knox Home Improvement, dude.
He is the quarterback in the home improvement. He can do gutters. You've got gutter cleaning. He'll install siding. Pretty much anything.
Hardwood flooring.
Hardwood flooring, absolutely.
Painting?
Yes.
Knox Home Improvement. Call my boy Gene, 386-9551.
He do plumbing?
No, he doesn't.
No electrical, no plumbing. You know, if you need a doggy door installed, I'm sure this guy can do it for you. Gene at Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Basilio here with the clone. Cloney, tell me about Pal Station.
Well, it was formerly Vic's Craft Beer Garden. Unbelievable atmosphere. Pet-friendly, under new management. 27 beers on tap. You gotta love it.
27 beers on tap? That can make for quite a happy round table.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I tell you what, those growler sales and 4-packs and 6-packs to go, it's beautiful. 2 to 7 every day, a happy hour, $3.50 pints.
2 to 7 every day, happy hour. What was the deal on the pints again, Steve?
$3.50.
Yeah, you mumble a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Be a good, fun time down there to have you down there strumming the 6-string, because they got live music, too, and you can check their Facebook for that.
And they have great food to eat there, too, right, Cloney, at Pal Station?
Well, they do. They have great food, and you can even take it outside over a covered porch. TV's outside for great viewing. Football season's right around the corner. Let this place be the quarterback for the Knoxville craft beer destination.
Pal Station on the Bill Clinton Highway.
Right there across from Home Depot on Shod Road.
Pal Station, be there.
Basilio's on a roll. Yeah, I mean really on a roll at the sushi spot. Come try my roll with crab yellowtail, jalapenos, tuna, spicy eel sauce, spicy spot sauce, sriracha, green onion, and tobiko. Yes. And Yoshi. And remember, Sushi Spot has a full hibachi menu, if you like it hot, as well as traditional rolls, as well as specialty rolls like the basilio. And from the nigiri, to the sashimi, to the maki, or just tamaki. Sushi Spot always delivers with a fresh and delicious taste. Also your home of sushitizers. And remember, Sushi Spot features daily lunch specials and great dinner time deals too. Sushi Spot, where Basilio's on a roll, and you will be too. A great spot for lunch or dinner, Monday through Saturday off Emory Road, next to Tanoba North. You can eat it raw or not, but eat it at the Sushi Spa. Basilio here with a tip for the gambler out there. If you're going to gamble on a pre-owned car, do it with my friends at Carnes Motor Company. Rob, Brian, and Gino will take great care of you, as they have me for years. And all cars are inspected by a certified mechanic. And they do bumper-to-bumper service work there, too, with trained mechanics. When you're ready to gamble on a pre-owned vehicle, do it with Carnes Motor Company.
Join me Thursday night, 7 Eastern, in the neutral zone with the clone here on TonyBasilio.com, and I guess on one of them old smartphone apps. Okay, then. Now back to my boy Basilio. Hello.
You got cooking. How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, hey, sweet baby. Don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe?
200-5402 if you want to jump in and work with a Sweet 16 edition. We don't play Kenny Chesney on this.
Let's stir it up, boys.
Let's stir it up, boys. That's what I want Bush to do this year. Just go in there like a hornet's nest. Just stir it up.
Maybe we can go steady.
How's about
just running my tab for another two or three trips, if you don't mind, down here at the beautiful Boar's Nest, where I like a lot of good looking women working down here. I make y'all a lot of money though by me just being here. It's kind of like what I call these radio shows. Some people are show killers, some just print money for folks. With me just sitting here sipping suds and eating rooster wings, you know I'm making y'all a lot of money for me just the cattle call being here.
What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
How about you get lost, loser?
How's about
I'm far from it. I'm highly educated. I call about 12 shows a day. I'm a cattle call.
All right, let's get to the phones right here. 200-5402 if you want to join. Both these first games are blowouts. We'll get an update on the Villanova. It was 10 points just a second ago. Welcome in, Neutral Zone. Who we got?
Hey,
what up, dude?
10 points is a blowout.
That's a four possession game, brother.
A&M's got freaking Oklahoma right where they freaking want them.
Yeah.
You think A&M? So you're rooting for the SEC here?
I'm pulling against Oklahoma, man. I'm pulling against Bob Stoops and all that, you know. Even though we should have beat them, we had them on the fields, fair and square, back in September, and Butch had a meltdown there in the second half, or
critical.
He went into a cocoon or something. I don't know.
It's a process.
Hey, what up, dude? Hey, well, I appreciate you coming out and supporting my sponsors there, Carolina Ale House. What up, dude?
Hey, what up, dude?
No, I gotta ask you though, man.
I appreciate you being in the elbow, you and Bacilio last week with me at, Bearden, Fieldhouse / Wings Express.
Yes. Oh, that was good times out there, man.
But I did get to hang out with the likes of, let's see. Who drank a beer with me there at the freaking Beard House, Field House? I'm trying to think here. Jeeker come in there.
Jeeker
come in there. He got Jeeker with it.
Yeah.
And,
Cloney. Just and then, the time that we were in there drinking two beers, I kid you not, Jeeker Jr. transferred two different schools just while we were in there.
And then Friday, it was, Mandelbaugh. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Mandelbaugh. I hadn't seen that dude in blocking eons. And there he was. And my debut, encounter with, Titans Tom. Tennessee TNT Titans Tom.
Oh, man.
Where was you at Friday, Bo Colonio?
Oh, I got back to doing some things with the fam. But I'm going to be at the next Wings Express remote. I understand that's in the works from what I understand.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Great
I
little
like
place.
That place, man.
Yeah, it's a cool little place, man. Patio, it gets warm. You can sit outside there. Yes.
Yeah, they got an expanded part of the patio, I noticed. I was there last year, and I knew a new feature. They got a kind of a little bit extended patio picnic table action. But, yeah, I hope that will materialize.
Yeah.
You got an update on Mammy and, Nova?
Yeah, I got, Cloney. 12-point game.
12-point game. 9 minutes left, T. 12-point game.
That's where you should have been tonight. We should be having a listener watch party at, Wings Express. But, you know, maybe next week, Final Four with Bo Colonio.
You know, that would be a good one.
No, that's a Saturday-Monday deal. You'd have to do a special edition Saturday night. I don't think it'll happen, but.
You know, we might have to do that, T.
I wouldn't say it's totally impossible.
You know what I think would be?
Bacilio used to have his home invasion deal, and he scrapped that, you know, just like he did the real deal back in the day. King for a day, him and Beamer.
Yes, Brian Beam.
He just freaking damn dumbass can stick your hand in and pick out a freaking winner. But that's the Bacilio for you. I told him, but.
What up, dude?
The other.
So
King for a day was cool as hell.
That was cool.
Cool as hell when he treated that king for a day. Even cattle freaking the cattle call was in there.
I got to know
King for a day.
King
Jim. And I about went down there back in QBB days, and Bacilio said that big old, what's that former Vol that used to work down there in the radio, sports radio? I can't think of his name right now. You know Cloney. Big black dude from Nashville. What's his name? Say his first name. I know it. I just can't. I'm having a senior moment. I can't.
I am too, man.
Conjure up his name, but,
You saying, ex-football or basketball player?
Football, man. He was on there with Bacilio had him on his, staff center, QBB, man. It was Beamer, and what's his name? Romeo. What was his nickname? Romeo was his nickname. They nicknamed him Romeo something. I don't know, man. Anyway.
Oh, Jerome Taylor.
Got an update. Got another. We back in single digits.
Jerome Taylor.
Miami.
TR. Jerome Taylor. Back in the
yeah,
day.
Jeromeo.
Yes. Thank you, Miami.
Thank you very little, sire.
Yes.
That is
so will
you be
Eagles action here?
Yeah.
Sands, Glenn Fry will lead vocals. And I'm in the fast lane on Magnolia, heading towards Stover, Florida.
Yes.
The split, asphalt, Magnolia split. Plitty.
Hey, be careful over there. Head over to what is it? Is the old drive-in TikTok or whatever? Man, they had some. What was the old place over there? I know there was the Pizza Palace, and then there was something else back on a Magnolia back in the day. The TikTok or whatever.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. The TikTok. Yeah.
Yes. Man, they had some killer food, TR.
Oh, that reminds me of Leroy.
Hey, speaking of Leroy,
I like Baylor. And then, Brady Boy comes out of his shell and he goes, Baylor win the. And Basilio says, get out of here. You can't do that to Leroy.
You're out of here, Brady Boy.
Yes, and Jeromeo Taylor.
Yeah, Jeromeo.
T.R., you remember who was it that called? It used to be down there. It was Michigan Todd. Michigan Todd and Air Jeromeo got into it on an on-air feud. It was Nashville. Hi, Ma!
Oh, man. I know I was listening, but, hell, I just cannot remember it, man.
The QBB days were the real deal, brah.
Yeah, it sounds like JM. Is this JM?
Yes! No, you dumb sheep. It's Lambrito.
Oh, it sounds sort of like JM there.
Hey, what up, dude?
Lambrito.
For Shabari Phillips doing a damn tank job in postseason play.
Be quiet for a second. Let me say, I was real sorry to hear about your dad. My dad passed away back in 92, and I wasn't able to make it out there to the receiving of friends, but I was thinking about you, brother. I really was. I really thought about you and Sleepy during that time.
Hey man, I know you'd lost your dad a long time ago, man, and I could imagine losing my dad, 25 plus years ago, man. I don't know, man. I appreciate that, Lambrito. And I just don't know how, like I say, man, how you could, do what you did, man, but I appreciate it very much, man.
Yeah, it's a rough deal. Anytime it happens, it's a rough damn deal. I don't care when it hits you. But Right. You know, I mean, are you going to be on board? I mean, with this Rick Barnes deal, this first year was a fiasco. Are you still signing up for that? Or, I mean, that guy's over there.
Yeah, dude.
He's collecting checks. He don't give a damn about none of it. You can see it. Just because they won a couple of games in that meaningless SEC tournament, against a bunch of weak sisters, everybody's proclaiming this year to be a success. Oh, it's a success. It was a terrible year. That guy's a fraud.
Well, man, listen. Shabari Phillips, had he not went AWOL down there to SEC tournament, we would have won the damn thing. We'd be playing freaking this tonight. We'd be in the Sweet 16. But, no, I'm just saying, minus Turner, I mean, if Barnes calls him punter, I say punter. He says punter. But, listen, man, I'm for the team. I'm not going to let freaking Barnes ruin my, you know, basketball Jones. I'm not going to turn the
orange on him with a flashlight. Whatever you got.
What up, dude?
A piece of orange on him anywhere.
Listen, hey, you're waiting on the freaking NBA playoffs. So won't you talk some NFL draft or freaking NBA playoffs? Because you're on your realm, dude. You do not like college sports. You don't like college sports. You don't like college sports. You don't like college sports. Admit it.
Hey, what up, dude?
You don't like college sports. Admit it, Lamprito.
I wouldn't do that.
All right. Okay, somebody dropped out here. Man, you knocked TR off the air. I think he was a little upset.
Clowny. That guy Steve from Morristown, he's pretty smart about the Browns. I mean, that RG3, I mean, that just... I can't wait to see it. I just can't wait to see it. If he ever gets out there on the field.
All right. Let's go.
Tony, what's your deal coming up? Once Bazzolio jumps ship over there on 99.7, what's going to happen to the damn neutral zone? I haven't heard any word on that. You say you and Tony were out on a call today? Is that what Steve said? What's the fate of the neutral zone?
Hey, y'all.
The neutral zone is one of the last free shows in America.
And
I'd hate to see it fall by the wayside.
Are they in the Final Four, y'all?
What's the best thing ever happened to them, old Holly? Holly Mufflick
getting on that little run there. They'll have to play there for another 3 years. All right. Are you buying that the Steelers are one of the teams that Drew Rosenhaus, or whatever his name, the super agent, claims that are showing interest, your Steelers showing interest in Johnny Football?
They wouldn't bring that clown. I mean, after what Martavis Bryant has done to them,
yeah,
they're not going to. I mean, you talk about that. Who did we talk about last week or a couple of weeks ago? That Noah Spence.
Yeah.
It's got the two positives. There's no way that you can spend a first round pick on a character concern like that. Look at Bryant. He's got all the talent in the world, Clown.
These guys
just don't get it.
They don't get it.
I mean,
guy's a freak.
And you know me, the giggle weed ought to be damn legal in every state in this country.
I've said it for 10 years now, that it's harmless. It's harmless, harmless, harmless. But yeah. It's just, it's amazing to me that a guy like Bryant, he's standing on the verge after, I mean, if he puts up another year, he's standing on the verge of probably, at the very least, a $30 million contract. Just based on what guys before him have got, like Emmanuel Sanders who's left, and he's got a lot more potential as a number one than Manny Sanders ever thought about.
How. Yeah, he does. He's more of a Robin. Yeah, I mean, he's definitely got Batman ability. Sanders was a great addition for the Broncos. He's a Robin underneath
he's a
guy. Yeah.
I mean, those guys, they've come through. They're the watchers on that deal. That's just not a good look.
All right. So, if I can score some tickets to the Rhythm and Blooms, would you be willing to go watch the Mavericks?
No, if you can scare me up a pair of Sturgill tickets. Did you see how fast that concert sold out down there? Tennessee?
Yeah.
It sold out in less than half an hour, and I had a damn pre-sale code, Tony.
Yeah, I believe it. It sold out quick last time.
He sold the Tennessee out in less than half an hour. I mean, you think he's blowing up or what?
Oh, yeah. He blew up a couple years ago.
I mean,
yes.
He was like a jet, you know, 18 months ago, and now he's selling out in Tennessee in half an hour. But I heard a disturbing rumor about that.
Yes.
I don't know if this is the form, but you know how backwards-ass we talk about? You know how backwards-ass this town is? I mean, how many times have we talked about it? From J.J. Jones to Victor Ash to the damn money on the duck pond. Oh, I mean, just all the stuff we talked about.
Hey, did the Browns?
I've heard the Tennessee Theater, and I can't remember the guy's name. He's got a stupid-ass name, Bob something or another. But they're in cahoots. The Tennessee is selling. They're wanting to get in on this secondary market. They're blocking off half the house. And only selling a set allotment of tickets, and the rest of them they're dealing out to these not the good guys like Clark over at Select Ticket Service.
Who
I've got tickets from him, and he's always provided me a solid entertainment value for my $6.87,
$17.18.
These other guys they're selling to, those ones when you Google Tennessee Theater, those first couple. I had a couple people get tickets. I can't remember what show it was, but they paid like $140 for a ticket. They thought they were buying from the box office, but they were buying from some scalper. Not like Clark at Select Ticket Service. You got four and dry.
Select Ticket.
But that, they're selling them twice. They're selling the damn same ticket two times.
Right.
I bought tickets to 1,000 concerts. It's just, that's not the way to go about it. But I don't know if that's true. I'm going to do another, I got to do more digging and put it in the file. I'll file it right there with that one about the scooter. Not saying anything.
So do you think Briny Boy's safe? Is Briny Boy safe at 1180?
Over there at 1180 now. But there was a time when they ran a contest for a motor scooter. It wound up in the hands of a person that was hosting a show on that station. And that's out and out fraud.
All right.
It's out and out fraud. That's all it is. That's all you can call it. Unless you want to call it stealing.
All right.
You could call it stealing.
I'm more concerned about my health. I just hope I'm not getting hijacked.
Well, it's in the file.
Phew. Lambrito, buddy, it's about a wrap here. A wrap.
All right, bro.
Wrap. Hey, thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to get out of here. Both games are just atrocious. Your 15 point lead right here. Unbelievable. 15-point lead. Now 13 points. Hey, you know what? A&M's back in this. You get it? I don't know what he was trying to do there. I mean, it was just brutal.
Hey, Boclonio.
Donley Pettlemore, I'm a five-star singer on Copperfield Road, Copperhead Road.
Appreciate you guys coming in here with us, joining us. Enjoy some hoops. Hopefully these second games, four games tomorrow, two games Saturday.